Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday the 25th of February 2009 and the title of this podcast is Do Not Enter. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Do Not Enter. Beginners. The other day I was walking by my children's bedrooms when I saw a sign on one of the doors. It said, Dominie and Robert, do not enter. One of my two oldest boys had become impatient with sibling intrusions. Sometimes they walk into their bedrooms and find a terrible mess. Colouring pens often will have their tops missing, so they will be dry. Lego creations are in pieces on the floor. And some things are just missing. Hudson and Cass, the oldest boys, get furious. They storm into their siblings' rooms and create another kind of trouble. I, of course, being their mother, have to get involved to sort out the fights and the conflict. Oh, for peace and quiet. Well, now my six-year-old is learning how to write, so he also puts signs on his door. We have three doors with Do Not Enter signs. My little girl doesn't know how to write, so I suppose she still feels free to be the intruder and mess maker. One day there was a big commotion upstairs, with lots of screaming and running. I ran up to see what was going on. It turns out that Dominie had stolen one of my son's favourite toys that he had had since a baby. He was chasing her to get it back. It was like an episode on Tom and Jerry, the cat and the mouse. I think it is about time that I left some notes myself. Advanced. This place feels like a prison, complained my husband one day. He had caught his foot on a metal gate that I had put up between the kitchen and the dining room. The gate is for the dog, to keep her in or out. It is a necessary evil that is supposed to make life easier for everybody. The trouble is, the gate is small and my husband is large. We have a similar situation upstairs. My two older boys have, according to them, precious possessions, intricate Legos that took a long time to build, and other breakable objects. So, because there had been so many incidents of little siblings sneaking into their rooms and wrecking the place, we put locks on the doors. Everything worked for a while. Unfortunately, it didn't last long. Both boys left the keys to unlock their doors locked inside the rooms, along with the duplicate keys. Oh dear, it was time to get the tools out and huff and puff and bash and bang until we managed to take the door handles completely off. Well, they haven't had locks for a while now, and wreckages are taking place in the bedrooms. Today, a little friend of my daughter came to play. He sneaked into Hudson's room and poured his lizard's food all over the carpet. A few people were not happy about that. Needless to say, I have locks on my list of things to buy. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to leave me a message or ask me a question, I would love to hear from you. Please write to acupofenglish@live.com, that's LIV.com. But until next time, goodbye and take care.